first regime of the Fourth Republic was led by former President Jerry John Rawlings, whose leadership transitioned Ghana from a military to constitutional rule in 1992. After serving two terms in office, he handed over to MPP's John Ejikom Kufuor in 2000 after his party, the NDC, lost power. President Kufuor also ruled the country for two terms from 2000 to 2008. In 2008, the NDC under Professor Atta Mills won the elections against MPP's Nana Akufo-Addo and served until 2012 when he died, 6 months before the end of his first term. The then Vice President John Mahama, in accordance with the Constitution, was sworn in as President. John Mahama completed Professor Atta Mills' tenure and went on to win the 2012 presidential elections. After his first term in office, John Mahama lost the 2016 elections to Nana Akufo-Addo. The National Thanksgiving Service was attended by all three former presidents. In a sermon, the Anglican Bishop of Kumasi, Most Reverend Daniel Yinka Safo, commended successive governments for their selfless efforts in bringing Ghana this far. He asked Ghanaians to eschew acts that breed retrogression.
Let us all rally around the flag of Ghana and support the president and government of the day, corporate Ghana, for further development of the nation. Let us all eschew all evil and divisive tendencies, such as tribalism, ethnocentrism, greed, corruption, laziness, and selfishness. Let us do away with all manner of parochial, selfish partisan politics and politicization of policies.
The National Chief Imam, Sheikh Usmanu Nuhushaributu, appealed to Ghanaians to support the government in its quest to develop the nation.
May Allah order our lives as a nation.
Allah
is the one who selects people and give them kingdom and authority. Whoever is selected by God for this favor of having dominion, authority, and control, we need to support him. If we support him, we support ourselves. Because the Almighty Allah has swore that as a condition, whenever you are grateful to him, he will increase you in his blessings.
President Akufo-Addo called on Ghanaians to hope for a brighter future and supports government in building a new civilization that will be the light of the world.
To fulfill the hopes and aspirations of Ghanaians who yearn for improvements in their living standards, in conditions of peace, security, and solidarity, and to put Ghana onto the path to sustained progress and prosperity. We can hope for a brighter future because we are blessed with enormous wealth and human potential. We commend the erstwhile Provisional National Defense Council, PNDC, the 1991 Consultative Assembly, the Movement for Freedom and Justice, the pro-democracy organizations, civil society and religious bodies, whose collective efforts and agitations led to the birth of the Fourth Republic.
The service was attended by the leadership of the various political parties, the clergy, Muslim leaders, members of the diplomatic corps, and a cross-section of the public.
Brighton Trauma filed that report.